today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Dylan wrote most of these songs while sailing on his boat in the Caribbean. Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. Mike Snyder chiming in from Northern Virginia to reopen the Rockin' the Suburbs Bob Dylan Album Hall of Fame with a submission. Thanks to Jim and Patrick for giving me time, and thanks to all who helped get the podcast out and all who listen. I want to induct the often overlooked album Infidels into the Bob Dylan Album Hall of Fame. This is a special album for me because it was the first Dylan album I bought soon after it was released, which was in 1983. That led me on a still ongoing streak that included purchasing subsequent albums, Empire Burlesque in 1985, Knocked Out Loaded 1986, and Down in the Groove from 1988. While those albums aren't masterpieces for sure, I connected with some songs on each, including tunes such as Dark Eyes on Empire Burlesque, Brownsville Girl from Knocked Out Loaded, and Silvio off of Down in the Groove. It was also during this time that I got to see Bob Dylan live for the first time, performing with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as his backing band at Sandstone Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, Kansas, just outside Kansas City. I don't remember much about that show, but they opened with the song Kansas City, and I got to see Masters of War performed live. I was impressed at Dylan and how the Heartbreakers, who were a favorite of mine already, served Dylan's purpose. For me, Infidel stands above Dylan's output from the mid-70s through and on until 1989 with the arrival of Oh Mercy. I don't think I knew initially that it was produced by Mark Knopfler, who also plays guitar on the album. Also on board is fellow Dire Straits member Alan Clark on keyboards, and Mick Taylor, who played on some seminal Rolling Stones albums including Exile on Main Street, Sticky Fingers, and Let It Bleed. When it was released, critics raved that Dylan was back after the trilogy of albums known as his so-called Christian phase. Another aspect of this album that cemented it in my consciousness was that Bob Dylan made a pair of videos that played pretty regularly on MTV. Ones for Sweetheart Like You and Joker Man, both of which seemed to make him a bit more accessible with younger listeners who may have just known him from singing Blowin' in the Wind in high school choir, or hearing Like a Rolling Stone on the radio. I've always loved the song Joker Man, but I learned something about it while revisiting and doing research for this Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Dylan wrote most of these songs while sailing on his boat in the Caribbean. And you can hear some Caribbean flavor in the rhythm of some of the songs, especially Joker Man. He had a rhythm section to deliver that in Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. Infidels is not considered one of Dylan's essential albums, at least according to Apple Music, but it has stuck with me, and honestly, when you listen to it, many of the songs sound scarily prophetic. Sweetheart Like You has the lines, "Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you king." Neighborhood Bully still feels relevant in regards to Israel and the Middle East. License to Kill describes a Cold War world with lines such as, quote, now he worships at the altar of a stagnant pool, and when he sees his reflection, he's fulfilled. Oh, man is opposed to fair play. He wants it all, and he wants it his way. Man, that sounds pretty spot on for current events. And Union Sundown portrays a country that has shipped jobs to other countries. He sings, they don't make nothing here no more. And that what's made in the USA sure was a good idea till greed got in the way. I really love the song I and I, a phrase I'm sure you know, Patrick, is Rastafarian for one person's connection with Jah or God. And Dylan's time in the Caribbean planted the seeds of that song, just as it did with Caribbean Wind, which was left off Shot of Love.
Been so long since a strange woman has slept in my bed. Look how sweet she sleeps. How free must be her dreams. In another lifetime she must have owned the world or been faithfully wed to some righteous king who wrote songs beside moonlight streams. In creation where one's nature neither honors nor forgives. I and I once said to the other, no man see my face and live. Think I'd go out and go for a walk.
Another aspect of this album is something I was oblivious to at the time, but those who collected and traded in bootlegs learned that Infidels could have been an even better album. One of two songs that could have made the album, Blind Willie McTell, a version of which finally came out on the bootleg series, is a song many consider a classic. Another song that would have raised Infidels' regard is Foot of Pride, also included in that bootleg series release. Two additional versions, including the electric Blind Willie McTell, appear in the 2021 bootleg series, Volume 16, Springtime in New York. Now we're getting into the weeds, but there's a couple other songs that could have been on there that some Dylanologists argue would improve its standing. Anyway, I think folks who haven't given this album a try definitely should. And Dylan is in very good voice. Interestingly, most critics considered Infidels as Dylan's best album since Blood on the Tracks, which was released 9 years earlier in 1975. I mentioned that because I also want to induct Blood on the Tracks into Rock in the Suburbs Dylan Album Hall of Fame. I know we're kind of jumping to the front of the bus here since many consider Blood on the Tracks the best album Dylan ever made. But hey, it belongs, and there's plenty of other masterpieces waiting to be included. Many note the personal nature of the songs on Blood on the Tracks. You've got Tangled Up in Blue. You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go. If You See Her, Say Hello. And of course, it's always mentioned Dylan's marriage was breaking up. The divorce wouldn't be final until 1977. But Dylan usually downplays that aspect. He was trying to re-energize his songwriting and delivery after the extensive 1974 tour with the band. And supposedly he took up painting, which brought a new dimension to his songwriting. Speaking of which, his lyrics can be pretty crafty, that he often mixed first person and third person, for instance on Simple Twist of Fate, to keep listeners guessing. In an interview, Dylan said, there's a code in the lyrics and there's also no sense of time. There's no respect for it. You've got yesterday, today, and tomorrow all in the same room.
He hears the ticking of the clocks and walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
There's a synergy here with Infidels in that Dylan also tinkered with Blood on the Tracks after it was pretty much wrapped up. When he initially went into the studio in September 1974, he went in alone and recorded what amounted to half of the album solo. Subsequently, he would record many of the songs with Eric Weissberg and the band Deliverance. Then, after dismissing the band except for its bassist, he recruited an organist to work through the songs. The sessions yielded what is thought to be a complete album. But 3 months later, he played the album for his brother in Minnesota, and he said the album sounded too stark. So he recruits some local musicians to re-record most of the songs, and it's their takes that make up the majority of the album. Rather because of, or in spite of, those changes, Dylan created a modern masterpiece that continues to inspire songwriters today. And it certainly deserves rarefied placement in the RTS Bob Dylan Album Hall of Fame. If you have any comments about these albums and my characterizations, please call the Rock in the Suburbs party line at 612-440-1984 or send a voice memo or email to rock@suburbspod.com. I'm looking forward to future inductees. And also, hey, thanks for all the listeners for the great content submissions in recent weeks and months. Until next time, Snyder signing off, and hoping to, or hoping that, I got to catch up with many of you at Suburbs Fest.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew.
But hey, it belongs.